This nation as we know it. A brisk breeze flows through the land. The sky is dark and the rain is heavy. The date is March 18th, and the demeanor of the world resembles the weather outside. Gloomy. A teenager sits at his windowsill, watching the rain drizzle down on the foggy glass panel. He's asking himself, when will I be able to see my friends again? Will I still be able to learn? But most of all, is this what our country has come to? Ludicrous as it may seem, that last question, innocently asked by the youth, is on the mind of every single American adult looking out at that gray sky. My fellow Americans, how many of us in this past year have asked ourselves, what has become of our nation? Division within our leadership, division within our communities, division within our families. In these uncertain times, could this really be the nation our forefathers envisioned? This may be a surprise, but I feel that we are exactly what our founders wanted us to be. The sole reason being, we are free. The United States was founded under the basic principles of individual choice, liberty, and freedom. The founding fathers sculpted their idea of a perfect democracy by living through the hardships of a tyrannical leader. They knew by experience what it felt like to be denied independence, forced to obey and submit to someone who had their own priorities above the welfare of the people. This is why we rebelled in the first place, in order to ensure that we, the people, were ensured justice, liberty, and free will. We, the people. That first sentence in the Constitution tells us that we, the people of the United States, not only have the power to shape the nation as we please, but the ability to control our own destiny. No matter the circumstances of our democracy, we are free, and that is what matters most. Almost 250 years into the future, I feel like we have forgotten this. Our forefathers designed the United States in hopes of creating a nation that strives for peace, justice, and prosperity for all. Writing the laws and enacting the movements of common well-being would be the citizens of this newborn nation, dedicated to bringing the best life possible to their peers and future generations. Yet, as I look around me, all I can seem to find in today's society is division. Taking a step back and realizing that we are all Americans and that we all want what is best for our country and our people is what the founding fathers would want out of us. They would want us to choose to cooperate together in order to form a more perfect union. There is no wrong or right answer, only the best answer, which should be the answer that benefits the people the most while giving us the most rights to exercise freely as American citizens. So, the next time you find yourself in doubt of our future, remember how the founding fathers shaped this country. They did not have a path for us to follow, for we as Americans must forge our own path using our independence and free will to create a brighter future for ourselves and the next generation to come. The founding fathers have bestowed upon us the power to choose our own destiny, and I can collectively speak for the average American citizen that in this day and age, the ability to choose is more important than ever. Never lose hope in the United States of America, because the power to change our nation into a more perfect democracy will never fade as long as we have patriotic, educated, and pure individuals who strive to make this nation what our founding fathers wanted it to be: free.